What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, beautiful brains. It's your girl Nova Lane, back with another dose of unfiltered truth for your ever so important mental wellness journey. Today we're diving headfirst into something that often gets sidelined in the hustle and bustle of life, self-care. Yeah, I know, it sounds a little cliche, right? Like something you do on a Sunday with a face mask and a cup of chamomile tea. But trust me, this isn't about bubble baths and avocado toast, although those can be nice too. This is about building a foundation of well-being that lets your mental game truly shine. So, why self-care? Because let's face it, life throws curveballs faster than you can say deadline. Between work pressures, social media storms, and trying to keep up with the ever-changing world, our minds need a break. A real break, not just scrolling through Instagram pretending everything is peaky keen. Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's like hitting the refresh button on your mental operating system, ensuring you're running smoothly and efficiently. Think of it this way. Your brain is like a high-performance engine. To keep it purring like a kitten, it needs regular maintenance. And self-care? That's the tune-up the oil changed the whole shebang. It's about actively nurturing your mental and emotional well-being. Now, before you go thinking I don't have time for this, let me tell you, self-care doesn't have to be a marathon, it can be a series of mini breaks throughout your day. 5 minutes of deep breathing exercises while you wait for your coffee to brew. Boom. Instant self-care. A guilt-free 30-minute walk in the park to clear your head. You got it. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you weave self-care into your life like a pro. 1. Listen to your inner voice. Ever had that nagging feeling that something's off, but you ignore it? Yeah, your inner voice is speaking. It's trying to tell you what you need, even if it's just a little bit of quiet time or a change of scenery. 2. Set boundaries like a boss. Let's be real, saying no can be tough, but setting boundaries protects your energy and sanity. Learn to prioritize your needs and don't feel guilty about declining requests that drain you. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation. 3. Move your body, feel the flow. Exercise isn't just about physical health, it's a powerful mood booster. Whether it's a dance session in your living room or a brisk walk in nature, movement gets those endorphins flowing and clears mental clutter. 4. Fuel your mind and body. You wouldn't put junk fuel in a high-performance car, would you? The same goes for your body and mind. Nourish yourself with wholesome foods that give you energy and make you feel good. And remember, to stay hydrated, water is like magic elixir for your brain. 5. Disconnect to reconnect. Technology is amazing, but it can also be a major distraction. Schedule regular digital detox periods where you unplug from social media, emails, and a constant buzz of notifications. Give your mind a break to breathe and reconnect with yourself. Speaking of disconnection, let me tell you about this time I was feeling completely overwhelmed. Deadlines were looming, my inbox was overflowing, and I swear I could feel my brain melting under the pressure. So, what did I do? I booked a last-minute camping trip. No phone signal, no Wi-Fi, just me, nature, and a million stars twinkling above. It was the reset button I desperately needed. I came back feeling refreshed, recharged, and ready to tackle anything. The point is, self-care isn't about grand gestures or elaborate routines. It's about finding those small moments throughout your day that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Listen to your needs, prioritize your well-being, and remember you deserve it. So, beautiful brains, get out there and start prioritizing your mental wellness. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. I'm cheering you on every step of the way. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little self-care inspiration. And if you have any tips or tricks that work for you, drop them in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.